the end of the end. I knew that this was coming. I knew it was. I mean, a few months ago, I published a podcast that said, I think the beginning to the end, because I knew the end was coming. But I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you know you need to end something, but you really don't want to do it. And usually it's because you're being romantic about it. And there's a lot of what ifs. And is this the wrong decision, et cetera, et cetera. And I've already shared, I'm not going to go over and over why we're ending this show, but I know I'm a lagger. I want to draw things out. I'll kind of quit something, but I won't really quit it. Like, I'm a serial underground. Like, I'll be like, oh, I'll quit, you know, and then you'll find me in the closet, like, still producing a podcast, because there's a lot attached to this. I've been producing this show, I want to say over 4 years. I started in my bedroom with a little microphone that I got from Walmart. And at that time, we were called Just Unconventional. Then we changed to the Weekly Parody. Then we went to Unconventional Leaders. And it's gone through a lot of different versions. And I've interviewed a lot of different people. And we've built something really cool with this community. And I think that's what I don't want to give up, is the community aspect. Our Facebook group is like my church. These conversations have been good for my soul. But part of growing up, right? I'm still growing up at 35 years old. Part of growing up is knowing when something has had its time. And this has had its time. So reluctantly, joyfully, sadly, all the things, this is our last episode of Unconventional Leaders. I don't know what's going to come from here. I have no idea. But the best thing you could do to stay up to date is join our Facebook group. We're not going to delete that. That's going to be the only little spark, only little flame of UL kindling in the background until I get some direction of what to do with myself. I'm producing two other shows, Happy Brain and NFTs for Newbies. So all my podcasting energy is going to go into those two shows. But I'm grateful for this one. I'm grateful that I did something that really scared me. I'm grateful that I used my voice. I'm grateful that I learned to talk to people that I admired and thought were way more successful than me and not be intimidated in their presence. I'm grateful that I got to hear a whole bunch of stories and broaden my worldview about what it means to make a difference in this world. I'm grateful that I screwed up publicly in front of all of y'all. I'm grateful that I've said embarrassing things and mispronounced words and fumbled and released things on the wrong day, et cetera, because I know at the end that has just made me a better creator. And most importantly, taught me how to be faithful to something. And this, I know I've been faithful with. And sometimes that is all the success you need. You showed up, you gave, you were faithful, you gave of yourself, you tried, right? You tried. As we go into 2022, my friend, I hope you give something a shot. I hope you try something new. I hope you put yourself out there time and time and time again and give of yourself to people. Honor the gifts God has given you and be unapologetic about who you are and how you serve this world. I love you. Thank you so much for listening. I'm in your corner.